The grammar is feminine. So the perfection of wisdom is feminine. In early perfection of wisdom texts, the earliest, they describe the perfection of wisdom as the mother of the jinnas, the jinnamata, the jinnamatri, the mother of the conquerors, the mother of the Buddhas. Because, they say, all Buddha qualities arise from perfect wisdom. If you develop, glimpse, wake up to, whatever language you prefer, perfect wisdom, then all Buddha qualities will grow and thrive. They will be born in you. They will manifest. And in time, we don't know quite when it emerged, the perfection of wisdom was, as it were, well, became a goddess, or people realized that perfect wisdom, they saw perfect wisdom as a deity, a goddess. Very, very important in Indian Buddhism, meditation on, visualization of the perfection of wisdom. So people's imaginations, their imaginations saw the perfection of wisdom as a goddess, a beautiful, elusive, ungraspable. The form that has become popular in our own order is of a golden yellow goddess, a mature woman with, you know, substantial breasts, draped in silks and jewels, with beautiful long hair, in the Dharma Chakra Mudra, turning the wheel of the Dharma, with the blue lotuses blossoming by her shoulders, with the works of the perfection of wisdom seated on those blue lotuses.